I got the chance to interview a dazzling lady who works as a sound healer in the community, Nikki Zahara. She spoke so ardently about the science behind such a mystical modality. That is the stuff that gets me so excited confetti threatens to shoot out of my ears. The intersections of art, science, and spirituality always hold the deepest magic for me. Things like the science of a horse's heart resonance, the biology of how monks use the inner fire meditation to melt the snow around them, or sacred geometry. Nika brought up the Emoto study, where it was discovered that sounds, written words, and environmental factors such as pollutants, all influence how water crystallized. Positive inputs resulted in beautiful structures and fractals, while negativity or pollutants resulted in chaotic ones. After my interview with Nikki, I saw a video called, Are Memories Stored in Water, with physician Zach Bush. He believed long-term memory is stored in the water within us. Memory is all in the water, said Bush. We've never found a database in the brain or peripheral nervous system that allows for long-term memory. We have short-term memory in the hippocampus, where we do short-term memory processing into long-term memory, but it disappears into this black box of long-term memory. Bush described how water wraps around DNA and interacts with frequencies. When water enters a cell, through another unknown process, the water instantly crystallizes into a gel. My ears perked when I heard this, thinking of the memory of the water from the Emoto study held of the frequency of, say, Mozart or heavy metal music. We don't know where the hell long-term memory storage is happening in the neurology side, but we know through water structure that water carries memory at the molecular level, said Bush. I do wonder then, if water remembers it all on some level, all this life on planet Earth, and water is the archivist. The water that was in the primordial goo, the brachiosauruses, the Neanderthals crouching over a sharpened stone, is it here wrapped around the DNA in my pointer finger with some type of imprint of the frequencies of history? Is this water I'm drinking listening to Whitney Houston with me? I revel in this realization that humans used to call women witches if they liked cats too much, and now, we're finding scientific evidence that speaking incantations over a glass of water has a molecular impact on it. Humanity is the wildest of rides. In the end, perhaps this is just an elaborate service announcement to stay hydrated, to speak sweetly, to protect our water systems, and maybe add a little wonder to your day.